I think, do we need a 5-minute break before we start the business meeting? We don't have very much time. Can people just keep going?
Dave.
Yeah?
I put a question off with it. We have a, I know we're going to the Smithsonian. So, somebody put a fly on a table here. Oh, did you discuss that already?
Yeah, what I'd like to do, if it's possible, is get through our agenda setting, and then we'll have the announcement relevant to that flyer before we go. Before we actually, so I guess at this point we're going to convene the formal business meeting. And if I don't know if our note taker or the secretary is going to call roll. Mary, why don't you call the roll, please?
All right. Sandra Rawline.
I want to turn on.
Sarv Randhawa.
Yeah.
Bonnie Hicks. Okay. Michael Woodson. Laverne Williams.
Present.
Don White.
Here.
Wendy Schrupp.
Here.
Thomas Ruffin. Rob Robinson.
Here.
Rip Robbins.
Present.
Ray LaForest.
Present.
Chandra Halpman.
Here.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Lisa Davis.
Here.
Linda Brezant.
Did you say Linda?
I'm sorry.
Linda. Oh,
I said,
here.
I'm sorry. I didn't
here.
Mean to say Linda. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Didn't want you to change your name. Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Mary Bird. Present. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Okay. I think that's everybody.
Okay. Before we start,
call my name.
Wait, I didn't call your name, Bertold Run.
Okay. Before
we here. The two people that are absent. Yes, Lori Taguma is absent, and Margaret Prescott is absent.
Okay. Before we move to the approval of the agenda, I'd just like to note that we've had another loss in the Pacifica family, Rabia Rayford. And I don't know whether one of the, her colleagues from Washington, D.C. would like to say a word or two in memoriam.
Is Jabari here? I thought I heard.
Yes, he is.
Jabari, would you want to come up and say something about...
Well, Karabia Rabia Rayford, who... was she was actually a classmate of mine. We went to school together. I was 2 months older than she was. We were 55 babies. And she died Monday of breast cancer. And the funeral and the wake and the burial were today. I just came from the funeral this morning and afternoon. And if you knew Rabia, you knew Rabia. So she's still here. And a lot of people came to the church. A lot of people came to the ceremonies. There's going to be another gathering tonight, and there's something tomorrow, too. So she was a part of Pacifica. She did. She was a part of D.C. Radio Co-op. She was a part of the some of the committees for the LAB during the takeover period. So... I don't know much more you can. I have actually, if people want to see, I have the program for the from the church today. If people want to see that, I have that.
Okay, thanks. Maybe we could just have a moment of silence in memoriam. Thank you. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to accept the proposed agenda? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, before I accept amendments, I just want to point out that to my knowledge, no committee has sent in action items for us to act on. If I'm wrong about that, I checked with our secretary. She's not aware of it either. So if we do not have committee action items, we have the time from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Available tomorrow. We heard that we want to act on the turning the archives committee into a task force, so we may need some time for that. We also have some items that in executive session that may take longer than expected, so that block of time is available. If anyone would like to make a suggestion as to how we would use that time on the agenda, now would be a good time to do that. I asked that the first thing this morning because I have no idea. We can find out. But then I'll just propose it. I'd like to propose that we consider a meeting in executive session from 1 to 2:15 p.m. tomorrow and then leave 15 additional minutes for the archives committee issue. Is there... Yes? Bertolt, did you ask to speak?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think...
Could you speak on the mic, please?
I think we should leave. I know that no one submitted any action items, but I think maybe we should leave this open until tomorrow morning. And at that time, we can decide whether or not, by that time, if any action item have been submitted by committees.
No, I object. I wrote to the board and explained clearly the committees had to have their items to the board in advance of the meeting. If we are going to consider something committees have gone through the work to deliberate on, they have the responsibility to getting it to us in writing in advance of the meeting. So while you can make that amendment, I would not be in favor of it.
Is that a motion, Dave?
Hang on, I'm going to recognize Mike and then Chandra.
Yeah, just to, this may have already been dealt with, but I believe you have the National Election Supervisor here, and I don't see him on the current agenda. And I understand that there was some discussion about giving him a small amount of time, perhaps as part of the staff reports, but you might factor that in.
We could do that. Yes, Michael?
I'd be in favor of Berthold's comment, I think, because the technology committee has a motion. We passed it. It's legitimate, you know, their quorum. And it's not controversial. And I just want to have, I suppose, in a report, I could give it to the board. I don't know what to do with it in short, and I couldn't get it until today because I just listened to it. I didn't have it until just now.
Okay, well, it's up to the will of the body. I'll take it as an amendment to the suggestion which I made and I think Ambrose seconded that we meet in executive session, that we have, let's say, half an hour for committee items, including the archives and the technology committee. Is there any objection to taking that as an amendment?
Another comment, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to include affiliate task force. We don't have a specific motion on the table, but there are matters that a matter that I'd like to address to the board.
Are you asking that there be more than a half hour for this item?
I just want to be included in that list.
Okay. Is it LaVarne?
A point of order. I believe Bertolt had, I'm not sure if your request was a motion, and you had summarily dismissed it, but I think that it's on the table. So, and I did hear a comment from Michael Woodson asking to support that. So have we resolved that, or was that just
dismissed? What's the
motion? Bertolt had asked that you leave it open so that committees who did have motions, that they could bring those forward tomorrow.
Okay, so you want to treat that as a substitute motion? There's a motion to substitute that we leave the actually that would just be a no vote on the existing motion, but okay, let's take it as a substitute that the 1 to 2:30 be left open for action items from committees. Is there any debate
I'm still
on that?
I think that Bertolt's point was made before your point, so I don't know in terms of how we're going to address these. So I thought yours was before. Okay. All right then. Sorry. Okay.
Is there any further discussion on this, or should we vote?
Did anyone second that motion?
Yes, we'll take Michael's comment of support as a second.
Just one more comment.
Greg?
One more comment. You know, although you don't have a written report, for example, of the Democracy Now! Task Force, you do have a report, which will be an oral report, which is actually included a little bit in my director's report, but you probably should deal with it tomorrow.
Chandra?
The Personnel Committee has a report that Lydia just ran upstairs to get, not to present now, but there are two motions, so the motions I would assume would be considered action items.
That's exactly what action items are. Any further debate? Okay, seeing none. Mary?
I really did support the chair's initial thing that these reports and actions should be in beforehand rather than loading them all in at the last minute, and I'm in support of that. It's very difficult when we do this at the last. People don't have the copy, they haven't read it, and so on, and then we have motions that result that have not been considered by people beforehand.
Bertolt?
Yeah. I must say that, you know, I understand where Dave is coming from, and I see that, and then we should move towards doing that. But, you know, the Personnel Committee has important things to bring up, and there are a few other things that have to be brought up. You see, my suggestion was, you know, right now we're all on notice. Everyone should tonight try to get their things together to pass to the board so that they can be aware of those action items by tomorrow when we discuss them. Now, my gun for leaving the action item open is that, you know, now, so we have things that we could deal with and then move on, and we're not going to move on them because of technicality. And it's not just technicality, and I'm not making fun of that. It's because also we didn't get our act together to do what you suggested. But, you know, just to be practical, let's just this time move on.
I'd like to yield the chair and speak to the issue. Now? Yeah. You know, we've talked about the fact that we have to have a limited set of things and we can't address every issue. And I think the purpose of business meetings is to conduct business. We've had an open discussion session today on programming. We're going to have another one tomorrow on the licensing and distribution. I understand the desire of committees to bring forward stuff, but I feel very strongly that, you know, we have to hold ourselves to a standard in you know, notifying each other of stuff that's going to come to us. And the committee time is the time to have discussions, and I think the business meeting is the time to act on decisions. So we have some issues in executive session that are very important for us to deal with face-to-face and deal with in the very near term. So I think we should have at least an hour of that time in executive session to add to our weekend's deliberations. So I feel very strongly that a half an hour for what things people would like to bring before the body would be adequate.
Anyone else want to speak on this motion? Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I just want to echo Dave and ask every member to think carefully about of all the items that you might view as important and worthy of discussion, which ones are either so time-sensitive that to delay it till the May teleconference would cause a serious problem, or, and on the other side of the ledger, which items are the kind of thing that you really need to have a face-to-face interchange that you just can't quite have that quality on the phone, and so for both of those reasons, I think Dave's approach makes the most sense.
Anyone else? Go ahead.
I just wanted to be clarifying.
To the mic.
Oh. So what we are debating now is whether to allot the whole time for that or half an hour for the act. So what that half.
My understanding was that the two alternatives is A, leave the time open as it is now for items from committees. The alternative is half an hour for items from committees and an hour from 1 to 2 in executive session.
Well, I was just going to say this, if I may. I mean, since it seems like maybe a couple of more committees might want to say something, maybe split the time 45 minutes and 45 minutes.
I'll second that as a substitute.
Did I make a motion? Yeah.
Okay, that's Lisa's motion split into half.
Did Ambrose second that motion?
Second that as a substitute.
Ambrose second that. All right. Anybody want to speak on that? Go ahead, Berto.
We talked about evaluations of staff, executive directors, CFOs, and so forth. And we talked about the process of evaluation and start thinking and brainstorming on this thing. I think this body should really think carefully about how much time should we put into discussing how we're going to work with the process of evaluation of the CFO to make it a very decent process, since we have already, talked about this, issues like that before.
All right. Anyone else on this? Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, I actually do support the version which has the executive session for an hour and other things for half an hour. I really think the opportunity to have face-to-face meeting on this is important, not have to do it on the phone.
Okay. Anyone else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say that I understand the reason that we provide motions to the body so that we don't need to try to create the deliberation on the spot. But I also think that if there's good information that needs to come to the full board from these committees, as it's on the agenda and as probably some of us plan for, that we should allow spokespeople from these committees to bring any information in that. And we don't need, if we don't take all the time, then we won't. But that we should give an opportunity, because otherwise then we have the other flip side of that coin where we say that we never get to hear what's happening out of these committees.
All right, that's it.
For the sake of time, I will withdraw my motion.
What's that?
I said for the sake of time, I will withdraw the...
There's a second on the motion.
Sure is.
And I can't withdraw it. Okay, sorry.
Is this all right with the body if the motion is motion withdrawn? Any objection to that?
Yes, there's a second. There's a second one.
All right.
There was a second.
All right, so that's withdrawn then. The motion. Go ahead, Dave.
As to Rip's point, it was not my decision, but the decision of this board that we would have action items from committees and written reports for any information the committees wanted to bring forward. That's what we decided as a body. Now, I'm not going to hold on procedure and demand a two-thirds vote to overturn it, because if people want to do this, we should do this. But, again, I think we should be respecting the form of the business meeting, and that's my feeling.
All right, so the motion... just a minute, wait. I can't. So the motion before us then is the motion withdrawn, Lisa's motion withdrawn with the consent of the body, and the next motion.
No.
Second.
Were you second?
Yes.
But then I asked if.
Yeah, he asked.
I asked if the body.
And no one said.
Oh, you said no.
He did.
Not to withdraw.
Objected.
Okay, then we'll take a vote.
I didn't hear that.
Okay, except for Ambrose, is there anybody who objects to withdrawing this motion? Okay, take a vote, Mary, then.
Okay.
Point of order. The note taker is unclear on the motion currently before us. Could it be read?
Go ahead, Mary, read.
The motion, well, we're voting on whether to withdraw Lisa's motion.
No.
We're voting on the motion.
Well, we have to vote on that, do we not?
No.
Right.
Point of order.
What we're going to do? Wait a second. Hold it.
Correct.
Do we not have to vote on that? It was not passed without exception.
Point of order.
It is not withdrawn because there was
the motion is not withdrawn.
Therefore, we vote on that substitute.
Motion is not withdrawn.
So then her motion would be the next one, which was to have half and half the time, 45 minutes on committee things that might arise, and 45 minutes on the executive session.
Right.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay. So. Bob Letter.
Let's raise a hand.
Yeah. I guess we can. I'm so used to the phone things. I'm sorry. We don't need a roll call vote on this. All right. All of the people in favor of Lisa's motion to divide the time equally, could you raise your hands?
No, I can't.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I count no, 8 people, 8 nine. Yes. Those opposed to that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's
8.
Who was the 8th? Okay, so it's 8 to 8.
Can you count that again?
Okay, let us have the no's once more. Please have your hands up and leave them up.
And keep them up, please.
Will you please keep them up until the vote is over? Okay, those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So
Write it down.
It was 8 to 8.
Did you count the yes?
I don't think so. You want to do the yeses again?
Yes.
Okay,
please.
Let's see everybody count so that everybody can come to a different figure. All right, yes on this motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And Lisa was 9.
Wait. You are voting yes. I'm sorry, I did not see your hand. 9. He voted yes. Okay, so it's 9.
Don, would you please hold it like this next time?
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, great.
Thank
you.
There you go. So it's 9-8.
Now, you want to count the no's yet again?
Yes.
No, please. May?
Oh, you've changed
your
vote.
You can change your vote before it's announced.
Okay. With the microphone, which way are you voting, Chandra? Okay. Then we don't have to count all over again. I didn't record how you voted the first time.
I'm supporting the motion.
Chandra is changing her vote to support the motion, so I... Okay.
It's 9-7.
No.
9-8.
That would be...
9-7.
That is 9-8.
Could you please just let the secretary do her job?
It's 10-7, then.
I'd appreciate it. Just let her do her job. Thank you.
Chair, would you please take the no vote count again?
Okay. Okay. Well, it passes that we have 45 minutes each.
Oh. And the count is 9-8 or whatever it is.
That's what we voted on.
Yeah. Move the agenda.
Okay. That's it. The motion passes.
Move the agenda, Mr. Chair.
Give me the actual count of the yeas.
10-7.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other amendments to the agenda? Mary?
This is not an amendment, but I did have a proposed sort of rules of procedure.
We're going to do that
afterward?
Next.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So if there are no further amendments to the agenda, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
I have a couple of things that I want to do with the agenda.
Go ahead.
The first one is... I want to give 15 more minutes to John Krigler. I think there's an important issue here. So I'd like to give him from 9:15 to 10 a.m.
From where would you like to withdraw
and those
the 15,
15
minutes?
I'd like to take it out of, let's see here, just
Rick,
1 second.
Take it out of
lunch.
Don't help him.
Take it out of lunch. Take it out of everybody's hide.
Take it out of lunch. Just 15 minutes.
For lunch, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further debate on that? Okay, hearing no further debate, is there any objection to for shortening lunch by 15 minutes?
And one more thing is
seeing no objection, that's adopted. Go ahead, sir.
One more thing is 9:45 to 11:45, I think it was Ambrose Lane's motion that he wanted to have internet presence discussion and how well the general managers and program directors of each station plan to implement the internet presence.
That was intended to be under the heading of generally licensing and distribution because it falls under the category of distribution. So that portion of the discussion is intended to fall in that part of the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is there anything further? Okay, if there are no further objections, if there's no objection, we'll adopt that agenda as amended. Now on meeting procedure, before Mary has her things, I just want to ask if we can confirm again the procedure on issues to postpone to a definite time or issues to refer items to committee. There was one other the motion. I forget. I'll think of it. But on procedural motions, the chair is allowed to hear two pro and two con, and then move to a vote so we don't spend indefinite time on procedural issues. Is there any objection to continuing that habit? And also with motions to postpone indefinitely, that we will take up to three of each. More at the chair's discretion, but at that point I can call, or whoever's presiding can call the vote. Is there any objection to that? Okay, seeing none, then that's adopted for the meeting. Yes, Mary?
Yes, I would just like to ask if we could adopt as the procedure for this meeting that all motions other than standard procedural motions must be written out by their maker and given to the secretary before being acted upon so that the wording is consistent throughout the consideration of them. And the reason for this is that people say the wording, they change it every time they say their own motion until confusing as to what we are actually going to be deliberating and voting on.
And before anybody seconds that, according to Roberts, the way it can go is that the person states the intent of their motion, and then there can be some discussion to perfect the motion, because what ends up happening is people make little adjustments once they realize it. So what I'd like to suggest is we'll have the person read the motion, discussions as to adjustments, and then before we ask for a second, what are friendly amendments to it, at that point we'll ask that written form be submitted. And so you know, I've asked that there be a printer at this meeting, and John Almella over there has set up a printer and a computer. Our affiliates director is monopolizing it at this moment, but we can always have whoever's there step aside. So you can go and type that up and get a printed copy in the event that you want to distribute copies to the board. It would be very helpful if you're going to have motions in new business to please use that printer, print it up, and have that to everybody, or anytime you're going to have a complex motion later in the agenda, get that stuff printed up and before us. So
May I just add that we also, if the computer is tied up and someone else is typing their motion, we do have the old-time yellow cards, and they're right there, and you can write your motion out on that and then type it when you can get to the computer, so we can all have those in writing.
Okay. Any objection to proceeding as Mary suggested?
None.
So that's adopted for the meeting procedure. Any other motions on procedure for the meeting?